Literary Scape presents the historical inspirational book club podcast, the first of its kind. This show is for those who love clean romance adventure stories from the 1800s. Merry Christmas, everyone. I cannot believe we are just 3 days away from celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's pray and then jump into this week's inspiring book discussion. God, you are so amazing. Thank you for your never-ending love and forgiveness. Be with each of us as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let our hearts overflow with joy as we share the good news of the gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In this episode,
Tiffany,
Jamie,
and Melissa will be discussing Faith in Cripple Creek by Sarah R. Turnquist.
A lonely spinster, a reverend who abandoned his calling, will they ever have faith and love again? Jane Millington has come to Cripple Creek to visit her friend, but a few bumps along the way land her face to face with a man who would rather not become entangled with the brown-haired beauty. Not that Jane is looking for a relationship. Saddened to find her friend struggling after the birth of her child, can Jane offer the hope that she needs? Timothy Johnson still lives with the sting of betrayal, and he is determined to never risk his heart again. But a chance encounter with a woman who is only passing through leaves him curious. More, he has left his calling as a preacher and finds himself floundering for purpose. Can Jane and Timothy offer healing that others so desperately needs? Will they be able to see beyond past hurts, lean into faith, and find love?
Now, I think we can all agree, is this our favorite of this series?
Yeah,
maybe we don't. Jamie's so. Giving me a look like maybe not.
I want to say yes, probably. I did enjoy the Christmas one. Like, I don't know if that's just because it's close to Christmas.
Yeah. But. I enjoyed that Timothy got his own story.
I did. Yeah,
very much so, because I was surprised.
I think this one was as much as I love Wyatt. I still like if I were to pick my favorite hero of the series, I would still say Wyatt. Mm-hmm. But I think. Like watching Timothy come back to the heart of God, right? After his fall from a pedestal. Because don't you feel like he was just like the perfect pastor in, Hope and Hope? Yeah. We meet him in Hope. Didn't he just seem like too perfect?
I think that was the point though. Like that's the great part is that he was that perfect preacher, but he'd never been, it was the first thing life smacked him in the face.
Yeah.
Like he finally had something to overcome.
Yeah, I would agree. So I don't know. I enjoyed that part of the story. How did you feel about him and his relationship with his mom?
I loved his mom. Because you knew his mom loved him fiercely, but she never judged him. She never, like you mentioned, she never nagged at him for his choices. But that like the one part where she... He's having those thoughts and she just looks, no, like she did not tolerate it. And it just, I really enjoyed her.
Yeah. And then did your heart break for him?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Jane? Jane's new. She's an old friend. I say old friend, but a friend of Catherine's from when she did schooling to get her to be a teacher. Thoughts on her?
It was kind of a mystery at first.
Like, I had no idea what was going on and just didn't quite understand it.
Yeah. She had her own layers and her own issues. But every time she saw, like, Catherine with her family and, like, just that heartbreak for her, I totally, like, my heart was crushing. And then it got to a point, too, in the story, did you notice, where it was like, of course, it's coming towards the end, right? But it's like no one wants her around, it feels like. Like she just keeps getting ignored left and right all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I was like, where is this coming from? Like I could see why it happened at the school. Let's just face it. Men are just not wise to that. How that would have come across when they introduced the new teacher. And then, but then when she went back to Catherine and Wyatt's place and like her family's there cleaning. I just didn't see that in their character to be like totally ignoring
her. Yeah. I tried to have some mercy there because I don't think it was on purpose.
I know it wasn't on purpose. They were just, you know,
they were so hyper focused on cat.
I think she internalized it.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't doing a good enough job. She, it wasn't that. It was more they were finally focused on Catherine and the struggle she'd been having. It wasn't anything to do with her.
Yeah, they just didn't think about
it. Yeah. I do have to ask, though. So, you know, like, you know, Catherine and Wyatt are still huge in this because that's who Jane stays with and she's helping. She was really a godsend for them. And Wyatt says that in the end, which I have a question for you about that in a minute. But the, I lost my thought. The whole struggle that Catherine's having, I had two ideas on what you, what I thought it was. Okay. I'm curious what you guys thought it was, because I think in the end it comes out what it really was. I don't know, though.
If we're thinking the same, I think it was two things. I think it was two things.
You think it was two?
I was actually curious to talk to you coming from the medical field. I do. I think that there was some postpartum depression going on.
I definitely felt that exhaustion. And then I also wondered if she was expecting again.
Expecting
again. So I think it was both. Immediately to, I debated the postpartum. But then I thought, like, the more that comes out, I'm like, I think she's pregnant again.
Yeah.
I think it was both.
Can you do both? Can your hormones be that, like, I don't know, ladies, and I'll never know. So, I mean, can it go like.
Yeah.
And they can do it while you're pregnant or afterwards, like until everything's normal. They can do,
like, Lily has hormone issues. Like, she's not even pregnant. She's not. And
like, so you could swing like that. Like, you could still be in a depression while pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That was a fast turnaround for them, by the way.
Yeah.
Ain't wasting any time.
Wyatt, did you give her time to. Right. 6 weeks, buddy. Six weeks.
Maybe they didn't have that guidance.
Maybe they didn't have that rule. Like, you know.
Oh, gosh. This is true.
Anyway,
that was a woman scientist that came up with that.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. I'm just saying. No, a woman would probably mean it 6 months or something, you know.
I know.
It was probably a man.
So. Isn't it always like in the middle of labor? Don't touch me ever again.
What did I do? Yes.
I will never forget Jessica. Oh my gosh. She had warned Kenny before she went into labor. Do not say anything stupid like Ross does in Friends. You know how, like, Ross hits his head and he's like, man, this really hurts. And she's like, are you kidding? So her labor for Sammy was so long, so long. And Kenny had been sitting in the chair and up and moving and walking and sitting. And he's like, man, my back is killing me. She was like, shut up. You know nothing of pain right now. And she goes, you did it. You said something stupid like Ross. Like, oh, poor Kenny. Ew. Poor guy. Anyways.
It's crazy, though, because I don't even think with Lily, Tony didn't say anything dumb. But I remember I'm in labor and I was induced because he had to evict her. She didn't want to leave. And I'm sitting there and you're starving because I'm toasting. You can't eat anything. Right. And this dude grabs a bacon cheeseburger. He's like, how you doing? I'm like, I don't remember. There was a death threat, I think. I was just like, you're going to die. Get it away from me. Like, I think Satan came out a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, goodness. And I don't know that they knew anything about that, about the depression and
back then
I'm not sure and I highly doubt they had the 6 week rule. It was probably more like you said, don't touch me for quite a while now.
Makes you wonder how they started, I mean, the advocacy to get something like that recognized, because back then, I mean, if you were a female, you already half addle-brained anyway,
right? I think a lot has happened just in the last 20 years with all that,
just discovering the why behind it.
See, I want all those medical advancements. I want all the great advancements and people can do whatever they want. But I'm not gonna lie, I still want to stay home. I will be in the kitchen barefoot. I'm okay with that.
I know. Like, there's part of me that's the same way.
I have told Derek repeatedly, like, I'd love to be a housewife. And he goes, I'd love to let you be a housewife. So
be the trophy
just don't make
wife.
It possible.
The trophy wife. Oh, I'm the trophy wife.
Trophy
that's
wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm laughing at myself. We're going, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're the trophy.
No.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I know, because there's no excuse for me to stay home because it's not like we have kids.
You're a trophy.
I'll volunteer in the school. I'm sorry, ma'am. Which of these kids is yours? Oh, none. Just hanging out.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, we digress. All right. So then Jane. All right. Let's unpack Jane because I did feel bad for her throughout the whole series. And then, okay, you knew that there was a person back in San Francisco, almost fiance, right? Back in San Francisco. Did you expect him to show up?
No.
No, because it wasn't really brought up very much.
Mm-hmm. Really? I totally expected him to show up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe something. You figure something's going to come back around, but
right.
I didn't expect it. I thought he was just done with her. No.
I totally did. I did not expect her to settle. And I call it settling because she wasn't in love with him, but he was an option.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious? I loved how Wyatt got on. I loved how you finally get closure between the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how much each of them desperately needed that closure.
Yeah.
And that it finally came. But then I love how Wyatt's like, seriously, man? Like, you're just going to let her go?
Yeah.
And then what did you think? I almost forgot about this. The boy that Timothy takes in for a little bit. I mean, what did you think about that whole? Because I have to admit, I was totally with Timothy. Wyatt. How could you possibly ignore these signs and not want to like get in there knowing his past?
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think?
Like I said, I was with Timothy on it. Like you did not, but
yeah,
I think it was a very beautiful lesson in stereotyping. Mm-hmm. I really do because mm-hmm. Timothy was so emotional. Like even Wyatt having that history.
Yeah.
He still is pumped brakes. Like,
yeah.
It was
I need
a good
more
lesson.
Evidence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought that's what it was going to be. So.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. I didn't even think about it. I was just like, yep, Timothy, you're right.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I was and on Timothy's side.
And then knowing Jane and I won't give that away in case people haven't read that one, but like knowing her issue, I thought they would end up adopting that boy.
Yes. See, it all kind of played out that way, but mm-hmm. it didn't.
And then I'm like, whoa, shocker. Did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then did Timothy frustrate you? His constantly walking away from her.
Yeah.
Did that frustrate you?
Mm-hmm.
And even Wyatt was like, she waited for you.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for you to come. And then it took that before he was like, all right, I'm going to go rescue my lady.
Take care of this now.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other thoughts on those two? It's still my favorite, I think, of the series. I like the closure that comes between mm-hmm. those three. I like watching Timothy battle to get back on and get right with the Lord. I loved it. Not.
I enjoyed it very much.
Okay, then what's your overall lasso rating?
Three.
I figured it would be a three. Yep, definitely a three. What about the romance level?
I'll do mocha.
I was kind of leaning
that
way.
Their first kiss was spicy.
Mm-hmm. They had some spicy kisses. I'm like, ooh, Timothy does have passion in him.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't Catherine who brought it out, was it? He is a passionate man for sure. What about the adventure level?
They had some moments where she got lost. And
mm-hmm.
I
think the most intense moment was like at the end, the most adventurous.
Yeah.
It was towards the end of the book.
Yeah.
And even then it wasn't like
a lot.
Yeah, I agree with espresso. Mystery level.
I'll go mocha just because I couldn't figure out what was going on with everything.
Mm-hmm. I think there were two mysteries. I think one unraveled itself before the other. The mysteries with Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you meet her, she's like, nobody wants to be married to me. And you're like trying to figure out like, why would that be? And then with the boy and the dad and trying to figure all that out. That was a mystery. That was it, wasn't it, in that one?
I think so. I would say when you read, when they're reading this, pay attention to the interactions between Timothy and Reverend Johnson. Reverend, no, he's Reverend Johnson.
Oh.
I can't remember his name.
Yes.
I love the way, I don't know, I feel like that, he just had his number. Like he waited for the right time to talk.
Yep.
Like where at first, when I first saw him in the book, it was almost like, I don't know if I really
like
care
this
for him.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
And then you're like, I really want Timothy to take over his the pulp again. But no, it works out really great the way it does. But okay, that's our last book of the year, ladies.
Oh, what a fun year!
I know.
Went too fast.
Although I know what questions I'm going to be writing down after every series next time. Like, this was my favorite person, and why?
Yeah. We got to
pay better attention next year.
Be better note takers. Yeah.
I'm excited about next year. So we have, after this episode, we have an interview with Sarah to wrap up this series, which that was a fun interview. I enjoyed talking to her. And then we'll have our wrap up, our top choices. We'll have that episode coming out to wrap up the year, totally wrap it up. And then like mid-January, we'll come back after the holidays with what we're reading next year, which is a bit of a surprise for our listeners, isn't it? We got a little switch up, a little shuffle to the right, I think. So, all right. Well, thanks for a great year of reading.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoy our content, please consider following us on Rumble, Instagram, and your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for your support. And until next time, happy and blessed reading.